T.C. Boyle is known for using an inventive style and offbeat characters to write about serious subjects. The environment is a subject that's concerned him for a long time, and it inspired an earlier novel called A Friend of the Earth. That story was set some 25 years in the future. In Drop City, he writes about the environment from another perspective.
I felt it's time to go back into the dim mists of history, all the way back to 1970, to see what it was like back then with the Back to the Earth movement. And I chose the year 1970 because until 1970, before the Native Claims Settlement Act was enforced, you could homestead in Alaska. You could live as the pioneers did, and that was the last time that happened on this continent, so that people could simply go there and find a lake and say, wow, man, it's a beautiful place. Here's some trees. Let's cut them down and build a cabin.
T.C. Boyle begins his story on the Drop City Ranch, an imaginary hippie commune in California. He says it's based on a mix of communes he's read about in books.
Some were very religious, some were political, but some were just pretty much free form. It was a real Drop City in Colorado, and I love the name because it suggests you drop out, and here you are. You're in Drop City. This one is very free form. A really, really old guy by the name of Norm, he's 38, has inherited a ranch from his dead parents, and he's into this hip life. And so, anyone who wants can come. No one is denied access to this land. Unfortunately, they don't really plan for housing or sewage or meals. And also, as with any community, some personality conflicts develop.
And when local officials shut down the commune as a health hazard, the group decides to move north to Alaska.
It is the last frontier. There's no rules, no cops, nobody to bother you. You do what you want. And everyone said, wow, yeah, Alaska, how cool, let's go. And they go, and it's perpetual summer. They go on summer solstice. I mean, the sun is out, there are berries, there are fish in the river. It's just like the hippie dream.
Here's how Marco, one of the novel's main characters, experiences their arrival in Alaska. T.C. Boyle reads from the novel.
When they reached Alaska intact, everybody's singing, sandwich-fed and hopeful. They pulled off to the side of the road and sat in a circle, hands clasped, while Reba and Tom Krishna led them in a chant. People lit candles and incense. The air was heavy with the smell of rain-soaked vegetation, of berries run riot, and a sun that soaked up the moisture and gave it back again, day after day. It was a smell that brought Marco back to his childhood on the East Coast, and he realized that this wasn't the West anymore. This wasn't California or Oregon. This was the same sort of environment he'd grown up in. The rolling boreal forest of the Northeast extended all the way out here as the globe narrowed toward the pole.
But idyllic as it seems in summertime, Alaska in the winter poses harsh challenges the hippies aren't prepared to face. They struggle to survive with the help of two new friends, an Alaskan trapper named Sess Harder and his wife.
The people coming from California don't really have a lot of survival skills, you know, beyond stringing beads. But I've got two opposing groups of people. The people who are living in Alaska trying to live in the bush as a traditional pioneering way of life. And these hippies who really are very similar to them. Yes, stylistically they're different. In belief systems they're different. But at root they're trying to do the same thing. And there is a mentor. Sess winds up mentoring Marco and teaching him what he knows, as he was taught by an older man. And you do, I think, develop essential survival skills if you have to.
T.C. Boyle did a lot of reading about the 60s and 70s and about Alaska to write Drop City. He also took a trip to Alaska and spent time in an Eskimo village. He says he didn't want to write a political statement or a nostalgic tribute to a vanished era.
I'm much more interested in telling you a great story, but which develops some of the themes that obsess me. This movement, the hippies, wanted to withdraw from our consumer-based society. All of us are caught up in this need for products. So, you know, there is something in the idea of living more simply and living more in tune with the environment. However, as our population expands worldwide, it seems less and less likely that anyone will be able to do that.
T.C. Boyle came of age in the 60s and 70s himself. He sang and played drums in a rock band and says he did his own share of 60s-style rebelling and experimenting. He's now settled into a successful life as a best-selling author and a professor of creative writing at the University of Southern California. But he says some of his hometown friends from Peekskill, New York, haven't quite put their hippie pasts behind them. While he was writing Drop City, he took a trip back to Peekskill and went to a party.
I said hello to everybody and said, boy, it's great to see all you people, but, you know, I'm not here to have fun. I'm just doing research on hippies.
T.C. Boyle is the author of a new novel called Drop City. For Coast to Coast, this is Nancy Beardsley.